From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 8, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature is considering a new law that would ban the use of styrofoam materials at food establishments countywide. Cairo legislator William Lawrence introduced the measure at the Public Safety Committee meeting last week. Lawrence provided legislators with copies of similar laws from Ulster and Albany counties to review while considering the measure. The ban would include cups and takeout containers made of the material. Lawrence said, and I quote, "While the effects of styrofoam containers are still unknown, it is a suspected carcinogen, but it hasn't been proved," end quote. Anti-styrofoam activist Charles Lake spoke to the legislature's Health Service Committee in February of 2014 and advocated for the ban. The first draft of the local law calls for a total moratorium on the use of any disposable food service goods that contains polystyrene foam by restaurants in Greene County. Lawrence acknowledged the process has just begun and that discussions of the law will continue. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Common Council has given the green light to $2.8 million in bids for construction, electric, plumbing, and HVAC for the city's new police court facility. The vote was taken during a special meeting held before the council's monthly informal meeting on Monday, March the 7th. The city will bond a total of $4.3 million for the project, which includes the cost of renovation and the purchase price of the building to be renovated, located at 701 Union Street. The bids awarded Monday all go to out-of-town contractors. After considerable debate, the council unanimously approved the measure. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Casey Steeler is reporting at Capitol Confidential that acting State Supreme Court Justice David Weinstein on Monday, March the 7th, dismissed a petition that would have removed Texas Senator Ted Cruz's name from the Republican presidential primary ballot in New York. The action was taken by two downstate men who argued that Cruz is not eligible for the ballot because they claim he is not a, and I quote, natural-born citizen, end quote, of the United States, a constitutional requirement for the presidency. The decision Monday did not address the meaning of Article 2 of the Constitution, which includes that phrase among the list of prerequisites for commanders-in-chief. The dismissal was based entirely on the petitioner's failure to file the challenge on time. Attorney Roger Bernstein said his clients intend to appeal the decision. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature's Public Safety Committee has announced the formation of six subcommittees to focus on the various aspects of a potential new Greene County jail. Committee Chairman William Lawrence said the programming, construction, finance functions, public relations, and administrative subcommittees will all work with the architectural engineering and design firm SMRT, architects and engineers, during various aspects of the project. Lawrence said, and I quote, "We need to have design options presented to us and are moving forward with the process," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For our final story, Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the town of Greenport has been fined and ordered by the State Department of Environmental Conservation to ensure the installation of backflow protectors in the town homes that were flooded with sewage multiple times in the past 2 years. The devices stop sewage from flowing into homes. The town will require the homeowners affected by the flooding to have the backflow protectors installed. According to town engineer Ray Jakowski, and I quote, "a handful to a dozen," end quote, homes would require the protectors. The need for the devices came about after sewage backup into homes and manholes during the heavy rainstorms that hit the area during the last 2 years. In the 2015 rainstorm, the sewer line became blocked with paper waste. In 2014, a sewage pipeline exploded and caused backups in houses on Virginia and Anthony Avenues, Greenport Parkway, and other areas. The DEC consent order includes a $2,000 fine and forces the town to speed up home inspections to determine if households are illegally draining water into the municipal sewer system. The consent order requires the town to complete an interim report by March 14th, then complete the inspections by the end of 2016. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day today with the temperature high near 60 degrees. But Tuesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 46. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Wednesday night, a chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Thursday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. Thursday night, rain likely, mainly before 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 44 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:16 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:55 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight. That is 4 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 8th day of March 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.